Welcome to Your Odyssey Podcast, where your guides, Tara and Karen, invite you on a transformative journey toward wholeness and personal growth. Each week, we'll discuss topics related to the human experience and offer insights to help you along the way. Please note, this podcast should not replace medical care or advice. We are not licensed healthcare professionals or mental health therapists. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe so you don't miss out on our future discussions. So, explorers, let's dive into today's episode. I'm Tara.
And I'm Karen. Fellow explorers, we hope you've been enjoying the journey and the conversation. This episode, we're just talking about being clay, being moldable, changeable.
When we say we're clay, we are highlighting the significance of being grounded, open, and receptive to change. Just as clay can be molded into various shapes, we are adaptable, malleable.
And we can engage that process for ourselves at any moment, at any time. We
it's
look
never
at what's,
too late.
Yeah, we look at what's happening. We say, do we like this? Do we like the way this is shaped? No? All right. Well, let's get back to the drawing board, to the wheel. Let's see what else we can do here. I love that idea. And I love what you just said about grounded, because clay is from the earth. It's this beautiful element that might appear to be dank or muddy or not useful. And then a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little tweak, a little tuck. And it's this beautiful vase, this beautiful container.
Oh, yeah. They're beautiful containers. That's definitely a quotable. I love that. So when we open ourselves up to being clay, it's a reminder that we are all works in progress and should approach our lives with a willingness to be shaped.
We come into the world as this piece of clay, this blank slate. And so much of the early experience is out of our control. Things happen, we take things on, we take things in. And at any point, as we grow, the idea and the hope is to have the awareness to be able to look at our story and to take apart anything in that story that's not serving your greater purpose, the way that you most want to express in this world, and that you have access to shifting it and molding it.
We are all shaped by things outside of us. So those are the circumstances, the situations, the rainy days, so to speak. In those rainy days or difficult times, shift your perspective just a little bit to what am I learning in this moment?
Yeah. And sometimes the rain or whatever it is that comes your way takes things apart a little bit, opens up a crack or presents an opportunity. This is here for you to learn and grow. Mm-hmm. A plant does not stay inside of its seed. The seed, it just doesn't just stay in the dirt and be like, I'm good. It has to break out of that seed, has to put down roots, has to reach for the sunlight, has to be cared for. We have to play a part. We're active. We're proactive in our growth and in our malleability. And it's super important that we understand that the story or the script that we've lived by without looking at our piece of art, without looking at our artwork, is not necessarily the truth.
Oh, man.
And we can break off pieces and we can shift it and we can move things around. We can say, I don't like how that feels. I'm going to change it to this. It takes time, my friends. I'm not saying it's an overnight process. All beautiful art takes time, but it is possible.
The image that popped into my mind was if, as a potter is at the wheel, there's a rough edge. Let me just smooth this out a little. Let me see what I can do to incorporate whatever that is that quote unquote imperfection into this beautiful work of art.
You don't have to smash it to pieces.
You don't have to smash it to bits.
You don't have to smash it to bits. You keep what feels right and you understand, you begin from that grounded place that you're talking about, connected to your selfness, your me-ness, and explore what feels good for you. And that leads me to this concept that I was discussing with someone earlier today about our feelings and how our feelings, as vulnerable as it may be or fragile it may feel to express feelings, our feelings are a direct indicator of what we need. And there, so there's that fragility of sharing this vulnerable piece, this ask. But oftentimes, I'm going to say 99.9% of the time when we do that, it shifts in us, or it ramps up the mobility, the change, the actual, so that the thing that we need can come into our lives, can come to pass. Our feelings signal what we need. We share it, we ask, and then we receive, and we crank the engine. We begin the process, and then vice versa too. Yeah. Sometimes just moving and changing our circumstances is what actually helps us shore ourselves up, reinforce our desire to shift and change and grow. Sometimes you just got to take the first step.
All it takes is the first step. I love that idea of being a part of the growth or the pottery creation process. Our podcast studio partner, when she makes pottery for her restaurant.
Yes.
It's not always perfect, but it doesn't mean she doesn't use it.
It can still be useful. And there's no such thing as
perfect.
There's no such thing as perfect anyway. There's only the uniqueness of you and how you operate and move and be in the world and what brings you joy. And when you're feeling peaceful and loving and joyful, you're going to share the best of you with the world.
Ooh, the best of you.
So.
Yeah.
Perfect. Out the window.
Oh, goodness. Please get rid of it. The striving for perfection. So when we talk about the best you in the world, for me, it becomes an invitation to trust the process of life.
Tara, how can someone trust the process of life when life has been so hard on them?
Oh, my goodness. Life has been hard. It will be hard. It is not easy. Period. Full stop. So the way that I look at it is, I'm not actually in control. I believe in a higher power. I can release the controls. There provides a certain sense of comfort, because when life gets wild and there's uncertainty and unpredictability, it's fine because I will trust the process of life even when it feels challenging.
And we see it. The seasons change.
Seasons change.
Days seasons go by. Change, things happen, whether you have anything to do with it, my friend, or not. Trusting the process of life. I hear you, my fellow explorers. We've all experienced trauma on some level, capital T, lowercase t. Things happen. That's part of the experience. It's part of how we learn and grow. That seed, it's not gently opening. I mean, that thing is splitting.
Wide open.
So these things happen to help us, but I'm not saying it's easy. And sometimes it's not comfortable also. And experiencing trauma and then internalizing what that means to you, that's the thing. That's what prevents you from understanding what has happened and the growth that has come of it. If you get stuck in that cycle of the, well, this happened to me and I'm afraid and I don't want it to happen again, and you stay in that little nugget of fear, that's not going to serve the process. And inherently, you may want to run from the trust of the overarching rightness of your life and your journey, but that is not the way. That's not the way through, my friends. Trust, love, that's the way.
Trust the process of life and getting rid of those fear nuggets.
Oh my God, I actually said nuggets. That's hilarious. Dig up those fear nuggets, my friend. Get them out there. Oh, good Lord.
We are laughing about our fear nuggets and getting rid of those. But like Karen said earlier, it's not overnight. It's not something just one, oh, snap my fingers, it's done. And now everything's all sunshine and rainbows. Mm-hmm. As long as you are on this side of living, there will be challenges.
As long as you inhale, exhale, and beat that heart. Or that heartbeat happens.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of it.
Again, we've been there. We know when that thing first hits, it's just, oh no, the thing is happening. The capital T trauma, the little t trauma, or I'm triggered from events.
Exactly.
We know in that moment, but if you take that pause, you've referred to that before.
We
that
love that
pause.
Let's just take a breath
and reflect on what's happening? What is this emotion from this trigger signaling to me? What do I need in this moment?
What information is my body or my emotion giving mm-hmm. me in this moment?
It's the alarm system. Hey, your window's open.
Yeah.
Your heart window.
Oh, my God. Your heart window. I love it so much. I love that. Heart window's open.
Your heart window's open. As we trust this process of life, realizing that your circumstances or your situations are things molding you into the best version of yourself, it makes me think of the raw potential of clay. When clay is just the dirt, it can become anything the artist desires.
You have to have the vision.
Mm-hmm. And then that's not saying your vision is set in stone. That is your current vision.
Vision somewhere to start.
Changes.
Right. I love that concept. I love that concept of it. It holds so much. There's so much possibility.
There's so much possibility. So one of those motivational posters from middle school, cheesy motivational poster, was actually right.
There's a reason why.
Hadn't lived enough life yet for it to make sense.
Exactly.
Most of us.
Yeah. I love that idea of just having a vision, starting there. You start with 10 minutes a day or an hour a week, feeding that vision, writing in a journal. What does that look like? What would you need in place? How would things need to shift? What conversations do you need to have? And then all of a sudden, you're putting this energy into crafting this thing that did not exist before, this piece or this experience as part of your life. And then all of a sudden it's shooting up and growing. It's because you're putting the energy into it. Mm-hmm. We put energy into something and then begin to take action. That's when things begin to change. You have to be active. You have to be proactive, and you have to have the vision. You have to know, at least right now, what it is you want or where you think you want to go, how you want that piece of art to look.
Right? Especially as I think about where we are in this building process.
Mm.
It starts with 5-10 minutes a day.
Mm.
And it just grows. The more you pay attention to your vision, it will shift, it will change, but it just becomes clearer. And what you put your energy to, especially when it's aligned with your purpose, feels good.
Feels real good.
I mean, darn tootin' good.
It just starts rolling.
Yeah.
And then it takes on a life of its own.
You don't have to do so much. It's living, breathing thing. Your vision becomes that you walk along beside it.
Yeah. Oh, I just pictured you.
It's baby Groot.
Holding hands with your little vision.
This is a little baby Groot.
Let's go skip down the street. We're going to have a vision. We're going to make it happen.
It should be.
And that brings back that element of joy. Mm. When we are in our purpose and when we feel aligned and we feel happy and joyful, those are the conditions. That's how we're meant to be, ideally.
Ideally. Love, light, joy. That's it. And then when I think about, too, the raw form of clay, and we are becoming everything that the artist has designed us to be, it's comforting to know that no matter your past or your current circumstances, this is where the vision part comes in. You have the potential to become anything that you want to be.
You get to decide what stays, what goes.
What stays and what goes.
Can we just for a second?
What stays and what goes.
What feeds it and what kills it.
Right.
And that includes not just circumstances and conditions, but other people, relationships.
Yes.
Take a good look at what is helping you to feed your vision and to feed your beautiful work of art.
Speaking of beautiful works of art, explorers would know a Yo podcast episode would almost be incomplete if at some point there isn't a word that requires a dictionary.
So true.
It almost feels incomplete. So,
but by and large, Tara gets that Webster.
A dictionary involved at some point.
Open that book.
But a question popped up. When we came up with this idea of we're just clay, no, this is not the QOTD that's coming. This is just in relation to the clay aspect. What do you do with the broken pieces? And then a light bulb went off. I was like, oh, there's something there in the broken pieces and the repair and the fix of it. What I was thinking of is kintsugi, a Japanese art form that involves repairing broken pottery with a special lacquer mixed with gold, silver, or platinum powder. It actually means golden joinery in Japanese. So instead of hiding the cracks and the imperfections of the broken piece of pottery, it highlights them by filling them in with the precious metal, turning that broken object into a unique and beautiful piece of art.
It's highlighting it.
Even if you have two identical bowls and you smash them down on the floor, they're not going to break the same way. So if you're in a similar circumstance, it will affect you differently than it affects me. But I'm not going to hide that part. I'm going to get my platinum. I'm going to get my platinum powder.
I knew you were going to say, but I was like, come on, platinum. I would go platinum too.
Get that platinum powder in there. And I'm going to weave it together because it's our brokenness and accepting ourselves fully, wholly, uniquely, and beautifully that makes this place amazing.
It just makes it more interesting. If you were this amazing, useful, 100% visually perfect piece of art right out of the gate.
Why are you here?
That's how boring.
You could have just stayed in the light. Why did you come here? For the rest of us, you're messing it up. We are looking at your perfection standard and it's, well, they've got it all figured out. I don't know why they're, I don't know.
I don't understand.
So
I love the idea of
what do you do with the broken pieces? You put them back together, but make it pretty.
Yeah. Make it your own.
As we're clay and we have the broken pieces and we put them all back together, kintsugi is not just a form of art, but a way of life. It's encouraging us to accept our imperfections and the imperfections of others. There is value in the broken and that we can find beauty in the imperfect.
Holy cannoli, I love that so much. Especially about the part about seeing it in others and celebrating it, right? And loving those pieces. Oh, I love that so much. That is good. Finding the beauty.
Finding the beauty.
In the imperfections. That's good.
Since we went into the dictionary, we got all deep, we turned into plants and pots and vases and all that.
At some point, I was like, am I mixing metaphors? Plants grow in ceramic pots sometimes, so let's roll with this.
Terracotta pot. As we put together our golden joinery, I think now would be a good time for our song.
Yes. Why don't you intro this song? Because you're the one that told me about it. I hadn't heard of it.
All right. This song is called Live Your Story. Check out this week's song on the Yo Podcast playlist on Spotify.
Okay, not only is that just fun to dance to, I love the words. I love all the different beautiful phrases. There's that combination of the heartbeat and feeling like you're riding on a horse. I was like, oh my God, it was just so triumphant.
Yes.
That is good. That's good stuff. Very fun.
Very fun. Very danceable. Okay, explorers. You know, after the song and dance break, what time it is.
She's going to break me with the question. You know that's happening. Speaking of breaking.
It's love.
Man. It is love.
Did you borrow some of my platinum powder?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Today's QOTD. What was a dramatic breaking point, moment of fragility in your life that caused you to make a change?
That's me going, whew, did we go there?
Yeah. We're going there.
Wow. Yeah. You're going to start, Tara. You're going to start. I'm like, well, which one? Which one should I bring up?
How much time do we have here, explorers? Do we have all day? We do, but we don't.
Oh, what was a dramatic breaking point or fragility in your life that caused you to make a change? I can't wait to read what explorers have to say about this.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Okay. Right. So one that I will pick out of the life that I've lived thus far.
The Tara story.
is when I realized I was living inside of the box that someone else designed for me. That was the moment for me when I was like, oh, this piece got to go. This piece does not work for me. I am beautiful and complex. That's what I believe about myself, regardless of whether anyone else tells me that. So
no box can contain that.
No, this isn't me. I found myself shrinking and conforming.
Don't we do that
and
sometimes?
And doubting and walking around in the facade. And I had little people looking at me, little people dependent on me to be the best example. Because one day they would hopefully, prayerfully grow up. And I was like, well, y'all can't be shells and fractions and wearing masks. I want them to own every bit of who they are and lean into that.
Mm. So you had to step out.
I gotta go.
Yeah,
I am, this is not my box. I don't fit into this mold. This is not who I am. Let me take some time to get back to who I actually am.
Wow. There's just those moments that in hindsight are so clear.
Yes.
But when you're living in that swirl of indecision or suppression or denial maybe, or just smallness, that's not our truth. That's not our natural way of being. But boy, when we get in that, it is tricky to get back out.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a huge decision. Wow. Okay, it's my turn.
It is, my love, it is.
I hate to go obvious, but it really was so significant for me. And it blew apart everything that I understood or knew about myself to that point.
Mm.
So I'd say that's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
My breast cancer diagnosis. When I got that call and it was cancer, I thought, you have got to be kidding me. I was just like, it can't be cancer. It can't be cancer because I've been in the box. I've kept myself small and out of the way and suppressed and over here and just doing the right thing and being the good girl and the people pleaser. And those types of things only happen to people who are sort of out and doing it and living life and causing a ruckus and creating a scene. And that's what I was thinking. And I was like, oh my goodness, it's not at all how I perceived it. Literal opposite, 180 degrees. It's stepping into the light and shining your light. That's what brings you good health and joy and all of the goodness. So that one moment, that one phone call completely changed everything for me. How I saw myself, how I saw life, what a mistrust I had of life, right? And how my formative experiences really molded me in a shape that was not a natural fit
for me.
And I was afraid to give myself permission to really be who I am and just be vulnerable and live it out loud. And let me tell you something, my explorer friends, and Tara knows this. When you, as a human being, are faced with your mortality, it cuts to the quick on a lot of stuff.
Right.
It really brings it to, it's like, so this or this, what you gonna do? Live or die? Not literally living or dying, because I knew at some point it was gonna be what it was gonna be, but how do you want to take this moment? How do you want to move forward? What will you change?
It was a spotlight for you. What matters? What really matters?
Yeah.
Where should you be spending your energy? I want to give her a shout out for choosing in that moment, in that season of her life, to be open to the fragility. When you sat us down and told us your diagnosis, it's just like, oh, she really loves us to share something so intimate and big with us. Oh, we on the team.
Oh, yeah.
We're on the team. We made the list, you guys. We're safe.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and the things that really matter. I said how absolutely bananas it was for her to show up at my wedding, fresh out of treatment.
Like 3 days after surgery. Something crazy.
I think about what you did for me in that season. I remember I was in the final weeks of planning a wedding and I was like, so I'm going to come bring the meals. I signed up on the meal delivery thing.
I was like, you are not. You have a wedding.
And
you are not.
I signed up. Here I am. I love you.
She did. In some ways, I don't know, maybe in the wackiness of those weeks leading up to a wedding, such a big thing, maybe it helped give a little perspective of like, you know what? We're going to take care of these things.
going to take care of these things.
These relationships, these loves, these things, these people that matter. Yeah. It's interesting how you can have something like that happen and just completely go in the opposite direction of anger and why me and all of that. But to me, it was just the biggest opportunity of my life to have a second chance.
Mm-hmm. If I get to still be here, what am I going to do differently?
Mm.
Lean into this big, scary diagnosis and give it all I got. That's what I'm going to do.
That's what I'm going to do. That's awesome. Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's a good reflection. That's a really good reflection.
So let us know, explorers. You can be vulnerable with us, and we're here for it. We love you. We support you. And even if your fragile moment is happening right now, or maybe especially if it's happening right now, know that you're loved and you're supported and you've got this, and you keep on walking the walk towards love.
Mm. Okay, so we just went really deep. We started out on a potter's wheel, and we're clay, and we're being molded by all these circumstances, and then we just went really, really deep.
That's how we roll. It's a roller coaster on this journey.
Dive in. Let's go. Okay, so explorers, we hope that you hold on to the unchangeable fact that you are moldable. You can change your beautiful vase into whatever you want it to be.
That is always true.
Just remember that. So we got a quote as we wrap up this wonderful episode. And this quote is from psychiatrist Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. And it goes, "The most beautiful people we have known are those who have known defeat, known suffering, known struggle, known loss, and have found their way out of the depths. These persona have an appreciation, a sensitivity, and an understanding of life that fills them with compassion, gentleness, and a deep loving concern. Beautiful people do not just happen."
Beautiful people do not just happen.
Mm.
Mm. I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. Thank you, beautiful person, Tara.
thank you, beautiful person, Karen.
And thank you, explorers.
This has been an amazing episode. We invite you, explorers, to remember, live your story.
Have fun doing it, too.
Mm, please, please.
That's our time for today. Thanks for listening, explorers. Take good care. Thank you to Queenie's in downtown Durham for the use of their community podcast studio and for welcoming us so warmly each week. We'd like to give a shout out to Coco Cinnamon, the birthplace of 1023 Media and the Yo Podcast. Please support your local, women-owned, minority-owned coffee shop in downtown Durham. Brought to you by Durham-based 1023 Media, a heart-centered, woman-owned multimedia company.